Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, brewers of Goose IPA, Four Star Pils, Sophie Farmhouse Ale, and Bourbon County Brand Stout. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later in the show, we're going to discuss some of the best uses of weird instruments in rock. But first, some new music.
Moving slowly through Westwood water, over glacial plains, in a walked-off view. In a walked-off and old me. Oh, me, oh my.
Greg, that was a little bit of the 2016 viral hit Alaska, which really introduced Maggie Rogers to the world. Fascinating backstory for this young woman. Grows up in Easton, Maryland, began playing harp at age 7. Grows up in a house that is equal parts classical music and neo-soul, like Erykah Badu and Lauryn Hill. She goes on to the vaunted Berklee School of Music, studies music there, and then NYU, my alma mater. But she was at the Clive Davis Institute of Recorded Music, and her mentor was none other than Pharrell Williams. The story goes she wrote that hit, Alaska, in 15 minutes after a hiking trip, played it for Pharrell. He was blown away, and her career is launched. Now we have a proper debut album. Alaska is just one track on it. The record is called Heard It in a Past Life. Let's play a track. We'll come back, and we will give our opinions. This is On and Off by Maggie Rogers on Sound Opinions.
I'm coming up slowly. I'm my own emotion. With waves of this feeling, as wide as the ocean. And then I'll see you. When I feel like I'm drowning. And then I'll see you. It's okay, it's okay. I'm okay.
That is On and Off from Maggie Rogers from the new album Heard It in a Past Life, her debut album. Much anticipated, Jim, as you mentioned. You know, when Pharrell Williams compares you to a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, you know you've got something going. And that's true. You can see the video where he does that.
I didn't catch that. What is the Reese's comparison?
They're in that NYU class, right, that she's playing demos for Pharrell Williams. Mm-hmm. And he's just blown away by this track. And he goes, you know what you remind me of is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup combining two things and making a third out of it.
Okay.
A singer-songwriter merging with these club-ready danceable beats.
The electronic. Yeah.
So obviously she had something going that really appealed to his sensibility as this is an original. Because I love that song. I think Alaska is a really well-crafted piece of music. On this record, working with those big-time producers, Greg Kurstin, Kid Harpoon, Ricky Reed, you know, this is a traditional big record company gambit.
Yeah.
Take an original and then make her palatable for the mainstream. Like,
then
you know, what she does
her, yes,
already is not good enough for commercial radio.
Yeah.
I mean, she is a pretty good producer in her own. I mean, she did a lot of this stuff on her own early on.
Well, she recorded Alaska in her bedroom closet.
I mean, and you know, they didn't really have to do much to that song to improve it. In fact, anything they would have done would have would have disassembled it, how great it is. It's almost like you're putting extra icing on a cake that's already perfect. You don't need more on this record. So they're going for the bombast, the overkill on the production. And I think it really undercuts a lot of what makes Maggie Rogers so appealing in the first place. I'm thinking of a song like Past Life, which is just her sitting at the piano.
Oh, I could feel the change coming. Saw it on TV. Oh, I could feel the change coming. Saw it staring right on back at me.
To me, it's one of the highlights on the record simply because the producers don't screw it up. This is a tentative debut record. I think this had a chance to be a great debut record, but the producers muck it up for her.
Well, you know that part where you said the icing and cake? I think it's all icing. I hate this record, Greg.
There's a lot of icing.
I hate this record. I was struggling with this record. I was trying to figure out why I hated it, and I only pulled the nuclear option on very rare occasions when I force my wife to listen to something, Carmel. And Carmel says, "What is this? This sounds like the music they play at Sephora."
Yeah,
I have never shopped at Sephora. Not that there's anything wrong with doing that, but that's what she said. And then I realized this is product, all right? And I don't know what you're saying about cake, because on and off, that song we're playing, you know, Drenched in Madness, Tangled Blues. And it's like, really? And then there's the song about running around the block to clear her head in Paris.
I was in Paris and I almost ran away. Two times round the block before.
Okay. I'm not relating sonically. I'm not relating with her message. Alaska is an okay song to listen to for free on YouTube, but I hate her debut. I'm sorry.
That is Comeback Kid from the new Sharon Van Etten record, Remind Me Tomorrow. A new Sharon Van Etten record. I didn't think we would actually say those words because it looked like back in 2014, 2015, that she was seriously thinking about, if not calling it quits, certainly taking a long, long hiatus.
About 5 years.
The music business. And in fact, she did. Sharon Van Etten, to catch you up, is an artist who started out making demos in the early 2000s. Her official debut came out in 2009, and she walked up the ladder from being a solo artist to a mid-tier festival act in 2014 with the record Are We There? Everything seemed to be trending up, and then she just decided, you know, I'm done with this. For a while, anyway. Took a few years off that included going to college, playing some acting roles, having a child, and then here she is, back in our midst with a new record called Remind Me Tomorrow. This is a record that started with her tinkering with some old demos and working with a Roland Jupiter 4 synthesizer, an analog synthesizer from the 70s and 80s. You probably heard it.
I had one.
Spandau Ballet Records, you know,
cool.
Depeche
that was
Mode
so
records.
Cool.
You know?
It was sort of like the Farfisa trash organ version of a synth.
Right. So she collaborated with John Congleton, the producer, and essentially has remade her sound. We're going to find out what that's all about next, but here's a track from Remind Me Tomorrow. It's called 17 on Sound Opinions.
I know what you want to say. I think that you're all the same. Constantly being led astray. You think you know something.
That is 17 by Sharon Van Etten. The record's called Remind Me Tomorrow. It's the fifth of her official career, Greg. And it's a really welcome return that is also going somewhere new. I think that the rock critic shorthand on what Sharon Van Etten was talking about on her first four albums was a particularly toxic relationship when she was a young woman, and she was mining that for catharsis and self-examination, just like, where did I go wrong and what's wrong with the world? Now, as a young mother, as someone who, she didn't just go to college, she was studying counseling as a therapist, right? Mm-hmm. You know, she's come out the dark end of the tunnel, and you know, the words that strike me on Come Back Kid, which we bumped in with, don't look back, don't look back, don't look back, she tells us, watch me run away, right? And that's not running away because she doesn't want to deal with things. It's running away because she's realized the better things in life. And she's doing it sonically in something that will, now all the people who just got mad at me because of what I said about Maggie Rogers, right? I think the incorporation of electronics on this record are organic? I mean, that sounds like an oxymoron. It's an organic incorporation of electronic textures and rhythms. It is not forced. It is very real. It's not like, hey, you know, I'm going to sell more records. I got to do something new. Let me throw in some synths, right? You know, no. I mean, I think there's a sonic texture here that is consistent with also the message. This is a beautiful, beautiful record. I've only listened like six or eight times, and I feel like I've barely scratched the surface. I don't want to stop listening.
Yeah, it's a terrific record. I think 17, the cut we just played, is just a fantastic song. It's one of those songs that you think, well, you know, if this artist is going to reach a new plateau in terms of reaching a wider audience, this is the kind of song that can do that for her. It's a conversation with her younger self.
Yeah.
You know, the adult Sharon Van Etten in her mid-30s talking with her 17-year-old self. And it's fascinating because there's no right or wrong here, but it's the whole idea of moving past that person you were into something new. And the whole theme of the record is sort of embodied in that song. You mentioned the sonics, and I think that is her boldest touch here. You know, she's hit the reset button.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that the songs are dealing with this new life that she has now. She's got a stable relationship. She has a young child. And a lot of these are kind of love songs to, you know, her personal life being in a great place. At the same time, there's this wider world out there that is obviously creating this turmoil where a young mother can question, you know, what kind of a world am I bringing my child into?
Yeah.
So those sonics are really creepy, and, you know, there's a lot of commotion under the surface of those lyrics in this song.
Tell me if you think I'm completely off base here, but I'm hearing like Kid A or OK Computer in terms of like, this is what's happening outside. I can't ignore it. It's coming into my art.
Yeah, she's talked about this idea that she loves offbeat electronic music, and she particularly referenced Suicide from the 70s. Mm. I think the merger of these very astute lyrics and melodies with these disturbing textures indicate that this is an artist that has not only hit the reset button on her career, but is possibly even getting better than she's ever been.
Both of us enthusiastic about Sharon Van Etten, but now we want to hear from you. What do you think of Maggie Rogers' debut? What do you think of the latest by Sharon Van Etten? Call 888-859-1800 with your opinions and tell us why. Coming up next, Weird Instruments of Rock. That's in a minute from WBEZ Chicago and PRX. Yes,